From Tidbits on December 10th, 2007, this is the audio version of Boot Camp and Tiger, One Last Warning, written by Joe Kissel. A couple of months ago, Mark Anbinder mentioned in Boot Camp Beta on the Chopping Block that, per Apple's repeated statements, the beta period for Boot Camp would officially come to an end once macOS 10 10.5 Leopard was released. Apple's plan had always been to beta test Boot Camp under Tiger, but then, once the feature was built into Leopard, discontinue support of the beta. On November 28, 2007, Apple sent an email message to all those who had provided their addresses when downloading the Boot Camp beta with a gentle reminder. If you haven't already upgraded to Leopard and want to continue using Boot Camp, you'd better get with it now because the beta version will officially expire on December 31, 2007. If you've already upgraded to Leopard or plan to do so before the end of the month and you have nothing to worry about, Boot Camp should continue to working seamlessly after you transition to 10.5. If, however, you're still using Boot Camp and Leopard isn't in your immediate future, you should understand what Apple means by the word expire. If your Mac's clock ticks over to January 1st, 2008 and you still have Windows installed under the Boot Camp beta in Tiger, it won't suddenly stop working. Your files won't disappear, and you will still be able to boot into Windows. What will change is that the Boot Camp Assistant utility will no longer run. That means you won't be able to create new Boot Camp installations, but it also means you won't be able to remove your existing Boot Camp partition without mucking around in disk utility or terminal, and in all probability, erasing everything on your disk. This situation mirrors what Apple previously did with early beta versions of Boot Camp. If you had version 1.2 or earlier installed, it expired on September 30th, 2007, requiring an upgrade either to version 1.3 or version 1.4, neither of which remains available now, or an upgrade to Leopard. If you happened to fall through the cracks by not upgrading to a newer beta before the old version expired, however, Apple provided instructions for removing a Windows partition. Basically, set your Mac's clock back to a time before the beta expired, run Boot Camp Assistant to remove the Windows partition, and then reset your clock to the current time. I presume the same procedure will work with beta versions 1.3 and 1.4 after December 31st, but I still recommend upgrading to Leopard or removing your Windows partition before then, if possible. For those who have decided to switch from Boot Camp to virtualization software, it is possible, though not necessarily easy, to migrate your installation of Windows from Boot Camp to a virtual machine. In Parallels Desktop, use the included Parallels Transporter utility. Instructions are found in the Parallels Transporter user guide on pages 37 and 38. VMware Fusion users will need the separate, but free, VMware Converter utility, which runs under Windows. After installing it, you'll need to turn on Windows file sharing in macOS 10, open your Boot Camp partition in Fusion, and then run the converter, saving a copy of your Windows installation to a new disk image on your shared Mac volume. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the Lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and Tidbits never expires.